Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Today we do a short chapter, Babu Istihbabi Sawmil Ithnaini Wal Khamis, the chapter on the preferability of fasting on Mondays and Thursdays. We touched on this before, that our deen is so beautiful. Everything that is put in our deen is there for a reason. Sometimes we understand the reason, sometimes we don't understand the reason. But every single aspect of our deen has many benefits. Those benefits relate to the physical well-being of a person, they relate to the spiritual well-being of the person, they relate to the mental well-being of the person. But all these different ibadat and the different actions and the different recommendations that have been put in our deen is only for our benefit. The intelligent thing for us to do is to follow it, bring it into our lives, bring it a part and parcel of our lives without questioning the hikmat and the wisdom behind it. So we touched on some of the wisdoms, the many wisdoms of fasting. And here we see that the fasting on Monday and Thursday is such that when a person gets into the practice of it, he gets into the routine of it, it's not very, very difficult also, because it's just 2 days in the week. And also from a health perspective, the doctors mentioned that intermittent fasting is something that is very, very effective from a health perspective, especially for a person that's suffering from type 2 diabetes. He needs to regulate his sugar, etc. He needs to change his lifestyle. So one of the things that they encourage now, after many years, over 1400 years have passed, something that they're encouraging now is intermittent fasting. We don't fast Mondays and Thursdays because of the doctors saying that intermittent fasting is good, but we do it because it's a sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. However, it has these benefits. Later on, these benefits come to light, whereas these benefits were always there. So whatever we got in our deen, for example, we're coming to the Mubarak month of Ramadan, fasting the whole month. Sometimes outwardly, medical practitioners may say a person is not taking any liquids, he's not having anything from the morning till the evening, and it can be detrimental. Why is this type of practice taking place? We don't question it. This is the sunnah, or this is the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the month of Ramadan, and we bring it and we act upon it without questioning the hikmat. Later on, medical science may find that benefit or may not find it. However, we know 100% if this is the practice of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there will always be benefit. An Abi Qatada radiallahu anhu anna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam su'ila an sawmi yawm al-ithnin faqala dhalika yawmun wulidtu fihi wa yawmun bu'ithtu aw unzila alayya fihi, rawahu Muslim. Hazrat Abu Qatada radiallahu anhu narrated that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked about fasting on Mondays. He says, that is the day on which I was born and the day which I was commissioned as a messenger, or when revelation descended upon me. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was born in Rabiul Awwal on a Monday, and revelation commenced on a Monday, the 17th of Ramadan. That is when revelation commenced, Monday the 17th of Ramadan. Both these events were great bounties in their own right. Hence, as an expression of gratitude, one may fast on Mondays, being the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. An Abi Hurairah radiyallahu ta'ala an Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal, tu'radu al-a'malu yawm al-ithnain wal-khamis, fa'uhibbu ay yu'rada amali wa ana sa'imun, rawahu al-Tirmidhi wa qala hadithun hasanun, rawahu Muslim bi ghayri dhikri sawm. Hazrat Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, actions are presented on Mondays and Thursdays, so I like my actions to be presented whilst I am fasting. Here we notice that the actions of people are presented twice a week, Mondays and Thursdays. Every believer is forgiven except those people who bear malice for one another. It is said that leave them until they reconcile. It's very important. Yeah, malice means for some worldly reason, some personal reason. It's not a dini reason, but some personal reason. One person has got a disliking for another person. He's harboring some ill dirt in his heart. He's harboring some malice. He's got some issue because of some worldly reason. So this now becomes a very, very serious thing, because every believer is forgiven except those people who bear malice for one another. It is said that leave these two people. Until they reconcile, there's no forgiveness for them. Allah Ta'ala save us, protect us. This malice is something that is very, very dangerous. Here again, person is only doing it for some personal or worldly reason. It's not out of deen. Sometimes there's a deeny reason where one person stays away or he dislikes what another person is doing because the person is doing something against deen. So now this is a different issue. But we are talking about where some personal reason. The last hadith under this chapter, عن عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها قالت كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يتحرى صوم الاثنين والخميس رواه الترمذي. عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها narrated رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم used to anxiously await to fast Mondays and Thursdays. Person that is a lover of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, all that he needs to know is what did Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم like? What did he like? Automatically that becomes his love. What Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam disliked, automatically he'll dislike. No questions asked. But that is for a person who truly loves Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So that Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha is narrating here. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to anxiously await to fast Mondays and Thursdays. May Allah ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.